This is Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans, getting you ready for game day.
We are the Sultans. We are the Sultans.
Now, here are Mike Shack and Trip Rodgers.
One AFC and NFC team already punched their ticket to the championship game. Two more will be decided today with part two of the four best from the AFC, NFC. Divisional weekend continues Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans. Mike Shack, Trip Rodgers, and in a little over 3 hours from now, kickoff for our local team gets underway. The Philadelphia Eagles hosting the surprising Los Angeles Rams, who dominated Minnesota in fashion last Monday night. Los Angeles, Philly at 3:05. Then later this evening, it is an AFC battle between two of the best quarterbacks this season. Lamar Jackson taking reign of the Baltimore Ravens offense, traveling to face Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills at 6:30. The winner just might decide who wins NFL MVP. We'll have more thoughts on today's matchup throughout the show, but first, Trip, we have to look back at Wild Card Weekend. Who are your biggest surprises and disappointments?
Well, obviously, I think the biggest surprise was Houston's manhandling of the LA Chargers. I did not expect this. The fact that Justin Herbert laid such an egg. Jim Harbaugh's squad was built on defense this year. The defense could not stop Joe Mixon and CJ Stroud. It was a bye week for the Chargers this week because they were playing Houston in the Houston Texans Memorial berth in the playoffs, 4:30 on Saturday. I think that was the biggest surprise. The biggest disappointment got to be Monday night, Minnesota coming in there and laying an egg. Did I see Sam Darnold wearing a green and white uniform? Yes, I did, because he looked awful. The Los Angeles Rams, they were motivated. Sam Darnold cost himself a lot of money the last 2 weeks because he's played so poorly. The big question is going to be, what happens to Sam Darnold?
The Rams, you have to wonder how much they were motivated by what's been going on in LA with the fires. Yeah. Was that a motivation? Was that a spark? They just steamrolled over Minnesota. I mean, forever, it's going to be the 2024 season. Minnesota, two words it's going to be synonymous with. Week 18. They win week 18. They get the number one seed. They get a bye week. And they don't have to go on the road. But instead, they didn't. Detroit got the bye. They had to go on the road, and they lost to the Rams. Talk about a team playing with a little bit of adversity now with what's going on in the city of LA. I'm not surprised that Buffalo won. I'm just surprised how Buffalo came out and just crushed that Orange Crush defense. Denver had a good defense this year. Sean Payton hung his hat on that Denver defense. The tides kind of turned, and I was just surprised about that Denver defense.
We've kind of talked a little bit about the first and the last wildcard playoff game over the weekend. We will talk about the Eagles and their game against Green Bay. That'll be a little later. The two games that we've kind of edged around here, the Buffalo game, the Bills came out and they were motivated. Mike, I go back to what you said on these very microphones a week ago. Our two to watch, and we had three quarterbacks mentioned there. Bo Nix, Jalen Daniels, and Sam Darnold. Nix and Darnold laid eggs. Jalen Daniels came through. I mean, he came through for Washington. While I don't say it's a surprise that Washington was able to beat Tampa Bay, I can't say I was shocked by that. I can't say I was shocked by Pittsburgh's. I mean, Pittsburgh has just looked awful. The only good thing Pittsburgh had going for it, they were on Hard Knocks, so we got to watch them in all its glory. And Hard Knocks actually will have a show in season after the Wild Card weekend because there's still one team alive. It's the Ravens. But Pittsburgh Saturday night, it's like they didn't even show up. As much as I like Mike Tomlin as a coach, last Sunday afternoon after we were off the air, Jimmy Johnson said, you know, maybe Dallas needs to switch coaches with Pittsburgh. Send Mike McCarthy up to Pittsburgh, send Mike Tomlin down to Dallas. And of course, Tomlin has said this week, don't bother. I'm not being traded. No, I'm staying here. Forget about this. And we got to talk about the Dallas situation too, but Pittsburgh, what was the line I kept seeing on X? The committee got it wrong in those games with all those blowouts. subtle jab at the college football playoffs.
So we ask, which team has the most difficult road getting back into the playoffs next season? So you're going to go with Pittsburgh.
Yes, I'm going to go with Pittsburgh. The Steelers, they were able to make hay. Their defense is what really got them into the position they were in. Pittsburgh's problem was they beat up on the teams they needed to beat up on. And the teams that down the stretch, your competition improves, and they could not play with that competition down the stretch. Now, they had a gauntlet of a schedule with that 3 games in 11 days. It didn't do them any favors. But Pittsburgh went in with 4 straight losses and then lost their first round playoff game. Mike Tomlin now has lost 6 playoff games in a row.
Yeah.
I mean, one and done. I think there's a lot of questions in Pittsburgh. What do they do with George Pickens? Pickens, I think, is a cancer in that locker room. Do they keep him? The other question is going to be, who's going to play quarterback? Because both Russell Wilson and Justin Fields are free agents this year. And I don't know if any team is going to want either of them. Who do you think is going to have the toughest road getting back?
I think it's Tampa Bay. They've won the NFC South the last 4 seasons, dating back to when Tom Brady was the quarterback. Baker Mayfield has progressed since Tom Brady, and they have a solid future built around Bucky Irving. But I think in that division, Carolina can compete next season. Seeing what Bryce Young, what he did at the last third of the season in 2024, I mean, if they put another weapon or two around him in the offseason and fix that defense, which was statistically the worst defense of all time, they let other teams score 430 plus points on them. That was a terrible defense, and that was to be expected. They got rid of a lot of key players. They also had some injuries, Derek Brown being the key injury for the Panthers this season on defense. You know, build in the draft with defense, and they get a few players, maybe in free agency for Carolina. They can compete. And you mentioned Mike McCarthy, and we're going to talk about him coming up. If the Saints do land Mike McCarthy, he could actually turn the New Orleans Saints around. And as we continue here on Sunday with the Fantasy Celtics, it is Fox Sports Radio New Jersey, Fox Sports Radio Jersey Shore, and FoxSportsRadioNewJersey.com. Mike Check, Trip Rogers, we are here talking about the Dallas situation. We will get to the New York teams in just a little bit. We were telling you last week, would Jerry Jones keep Mike McCarthy for another season, let his contract expire? Well, the two have decided to mutually part ways after 5 seasons. That happened on Monday. Kind of an interesting move, though, because Dallas, they've kind of missed out on getting a head start with interviews. Now, in between wild card and divisional weekend, they cannot interview any coaches. Now they're going to have to wait until Monday to interview anybody, and they can't interview anything championship-wise or have in-person interviews until after the championship game. So I just believe that they're behind the eight ball. But then on the flip side of it, if they're looking at, which is rumored, Deion Sanders, maybe Jerry Jones had this idea all along. And if that's the case, we know Jerry Jones connecting the dots with Deion Sanders and then connecting the dots with possibly his son, Shedeur Sanders. He says that he only wants to coach his son. So if it's Deion Sanders, then it's probably Shedeur Sanders in the draft. Somewhere Dallas is going to probably make some sort of move to move up in the draft and get Shedeur Sanders, I believe. And if that's the case, maybe it's Dak Prescott for 1 season, but I can't believe it's going to be Dak Prescott for the future. And they just signed him to what, a 4-year contract? Last year was the first year of that 4-year deal. So I don't know what's going to go on there. But then again, you have the situation in Atlanta where they signed an extensive contract with Kirk Cousins, and now they're getting rid of him. So teams find ways to move players around.
And go back to the Russell Wilson situation in Denver last year where they cut him and ate an inordinate amount of salary cap money. I thought Troy Aikman was very, very point on Monday night. Dallas is not a glamour job. And if you go coach at Dallas, remember, Jerry's the guy. You think Jerry and Deion can survive? And the other thing about it is Deion's going to want to get paid. And Dallas is not going to pay for Deion. You got to figure they're going to have to send some money to Colorado because Deion is in the midst of a contract there. The name we keep hearing is Kellen Moore, who is, of course, the Eagles offensive coordinator. Again, you said it right. Can't talk to anybody till after teams are knocked out. But I think Jerry is not one of the people, kind of like Bob Kraft up in New England. Bob Kraft, smart guy. I mean, he interviewed, he did his 2 Rooney Rule interviews of minority candidates with Mike Vrabel. And we even said it on this show last week. Mike Vrabel's going to be the coach. Yeah. We knew it. They're going to go with their guy, and they got him.
And Dallas didn't, which maybe they could have gotten Vrabel.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what does happen in terms of coaching. But the Dallas job, I don't know if that's a job that's going to be a glamour job. Again, I think there are going to be some questions about that. And I think one of the big questions is going to be, where does Deion fit into it? He wants to coach his son. Let's be realistic. There's a couple of places that Deion could go and coach. One of them is Las Vegas. Realistically, there's more to be said about this story. And we're not going to really hear anything about coaching right now because, again, if you're involved in the game, you can't in-person interview with anybody until after your team is done.
And so the Jets, they continue their interviews. They are interviewing more coaches. I think you said it's up to 15 now, Tripp.
Both in-person and virtual interviews with 15 head coaching candidates. That includes the interim. Jeff Ulbrich was interviewed. I think it's 10 GM candidates, and they're getting to that point. Of course, Aaron Rodgers said earlier this week he will wait to see who the GM and the coach is for making a decision. He's not sure what he wants to do. If Arthur Smith gets hired somewhere, I think he wants to stay in Pittsburgh. Although, I mean, again, you hear perhaps Arthur Smith and Russell Wilson were not on the same page.
Yeah.
But if Arthur Smith would get a job, offensive coordinator's job is open, and Mike McCarthy doesn't have a head coaching job, could you see him going to Pittsburgh? And could you see them calling one Aaron Rodgers to come play quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers? How would you like that idea?
That would be interesting. That's for sure. It would
be very interesting. The Giants have a GM and a coach in place. A couple defensive coaches were let go this week by the Giants. I mean, it looks like Shane Bowen is going to stay there as defensive coordinator. So they're going to hire some coaches. Basically, Bowen had the staff from last year. So this is a chance for him to get his own people in there. I think the question is going to be, are the Giants going to try and get a quarterback? And if they are going to draft a quarterback, your choices are pretty much Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders. Do they want to come to New York?
Stroud uncorks it. It's caught by Nico Collins. Huge play.
Darnold balls out. Picked up by Burse. Off to the races. Touchdown.
Meanwhile, there goes Henry all the way for the touchdown.
I'm going to go downtown. Ain't been in a long time. I'm taking back Sunday.
Now he's got to throw it deep to the end zone. Yes! Ty Johnson!
Good adjustment and a catch by Goddard,
who runs over his man, still at his feet, and he scores!
Herbert, pump, throw, intercepted, pick six!
Lonely road, take me home to the play.
Daniels, throw an end zone, touchdown, with Terry McLaurin!
And then Samuel, zigs and zags, he's taking it home!
Wide open! Allen touchdown.
And it is in. They fight their way to the divisional round.
Take me home, lonely road.
Coming up, the Fantasy Sultans will break down the keys to today's matchups. Will weather play a part in each game? Plus, why Philly needs much more than their defense to step up. And we'll pick the games. All that and more as Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans continue. Thanks for locking into Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans on Fox Sports Radio New Jersey, Fox Sports Radio Jersey Shore, and FoxSportsRadioNewJersey.com.
Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans rolls on. We're about 2 hours and 45 minutes from the big kickoff at the Link. Say what you want about Nick Sirianni and the Philadelphia Eagles. They continue to win.
The team that I picked to go to the Super Bowl. I'm going to keep reminding you that every single week because I picked them to go to the Super Bowl. What can I say? I also picked the Jets, so we won't forget that. But the Eagles, last week, good game. The A.J. Brown book on the sidelines. I mean,
yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. If it's always there, I've never seen it. And he is a player that I'm sure they would have shown if he was reading on the bench. But, you know, it's okay. This week, they play a Rams team that is motivated. But again, the Rams have to go cross country. They catch a break, though, because the game is like 3 o'clock in the afternoon in the East Coast, which is closer to when, you know, Los Angeles, if they play 1 o'clock at home, I mean, it's 3 hour time difference. So they're closer to the normal time they play. I think it'll be interesting to see how the Eagles play against the Rams. The Eagles are favored in this game. Saquon Barkley had a great game last week. Green Bay just was not in it last week. The Eagles made sure of that. And I think the Eagles are going to need another great defensive effort. N'Kobe Dean, though, is out. And I think that's a big loss for the defense this week. What say you, Mike?
Definitely. The defense has been stellar since their bye week in week number 5. They've only lost once since week 4, a last second 3-point defeat to Washington in week 16, game that also Jalen Hurts, he got injured in that one. So they've definitely possessed the NFL's best defense, fewest yards per game, yards per play, points per game against the pass, fewest yards, 154.8. yards per attempt, 5.6, and a passer rating when targeted, 79.0. They're fourth in sacks, and their pressure rate on quarterbacks is fifth. Los Angeles, they came out guns blazing last week against Minnesota. I don't know if that's going to happen this week. Philly's going to be definitely looking to keep the Rams in check. I will say another thing, biggest disappointment, I thought it was Green Bay last week. Now, I picked the Eagles to win that game, but I thought it was going to be a much closer game, and wasn't, although it was, because they stayed in it. It was like a 10-point game at the half, and Philly could have really been up by 3 or 4 touchdowns, and they kind of like gifted Green Bay a little bit of opportunity to stay in the game a little bit. But I really think that it was very undisciplined, very uncharacteristic of Jordan Love, although I do know who Jordan Love went as this Halloween, Dak Prescott. Yeah, it was Dak Prescott. And Matt LaFleur. I do have to say this about Matt LaFleur. If they get off to a slow start next year, I think he's one of the coaches that get in the conversation of being on the hot seat. I think they were a very undisciplined team last week.
The only thing about it is Green Bay, we made a lot about the fact that Green Bay played them so close that first game of the season. And I think I said to you last week, listen, this is a different Eagle team. This is a different Green Bay team, too. I think the wide receiver injuries really have hurt Green Bay. I think they really need to get a wide receiver that they can count on. And I say this because who's the big wide receiver in Green Bay? You're going to sit there and you're going to look at me, as you do, across the board, stare in my eyes and like, what? You're giving me that look. Yeah. And I think that's the problem with Green Bay. I mean, you know, they had Devontae Adams and got rid of him. They need a Devontae Adams type player. Again, I'm not going to argue that point, but the other side of it is that they were in that North, and that NFC North was the worst team in that division was the Chicago Bears. Worst team in that division every year is the Chicago Bears.
It is Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans, Fox Sports Radio New Jersey, Fox Sports Radio Jersey Shore, and FoxSportsRadioNewJersey.com.
The Fantasy Sultans Sunday Twofers.
Let's do our Sunday Twofers. And there's not many players to watch because obviously only 2 games today. But I'll tell you who I'm watching. I'm watching Jalen Hurts against the Rams pass rush. Last time these two teams met, Hurts went 15 of 22 for 179 yards and 1 touchdown. Only took 1 sack despite facing pressure on 34% of his dropbacks. In that game, the Rams were kind of blitz happy 26% of the time on dropbacks. I do think the run game, though, is imperative. That's got to be Philly's blueprint. Ride it with Saquon Barkley this week. I think the Bills' defense against Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, I mean, they had a problem stopping those two earlier this season. Ran for 199, gave up 3 touchdowns to Lamar Jackson. They also could not stop Matt Stafford, if you remember, that Rams offense when they gave up 44 points in week 14. As Archie Bell and the Drells would say, they got to tighten it up, my friend.
I love it. Twofer I'm looking at this week. I'm going to go Baltimore, Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry went to Baltimore for one reason and one reason only. He wants to win. If you watch Hard Knocks, you'll notice he said that. One day, one game at a time. This Baltimore team is poised to make a run. They are a favorite in Buffalo. I think Derrick Henry is a big reason. I think that's going to be a key in this game. I want to flip it to the other game, the Eagle game, and we're going to lead into, of course, predicting that game. I think Kyren Williams is going to be a big, big factor in this game. You talk about the Eagles running attack. I think Kyren Williams, in some ways, kind of leads the Rams. If they can get him running and get him into space, that's going to free Puka Nacua. And where have you gone, Cooper Kupp? Where have you gone, Cooper Kupp? Nation's eyes are wide. You know, Cooper Kupp's disappeared. I think Kyren is going to be a big key in this game. The Rams, you can play on emotion, and I think they did on Monday night. It's tough to do it 2 weeks in a row, and I think they're going to have a problem in Philadelphia.
The Fantasy Sultans. Pick 'em.
Let's go! I guess that means we're going to go with the picks. Our pick segment. And of course, we get our lines from FoxSports.com. Two games today. Kickoff just after 3 o'clock this afternoon. Eagles and the Los Angeles Rams. Eagles are a 6-point choice in this. It is in Philadelphia. I think that's important. Again, as I mentioned just before, I think the Rams played on a lot of emotion last week. I think there's still some emotion. But this Eagle team, Mike, you hit the defensive stats on the head right there. That's going to be a key in this game. How the Eagles can adapt with no N'Kobe Dean. 6 points. I'll take the Eagles in. I'll give the 6 points. I think it's a lot of lumber in this game.
Well, a word to Jalen Hurts. You need to play better. I know you said he played well enough to win last week, and he did. And Saquon Barkley wasn't outstanding, but he also played well, too. But, you know, Hurts has got to get A.J. Brown the ball.
Yes.
Otherwise, he's sitting on the sidelines like he's hanging out at a Barnes & Noble. That's just not what you want to see from your star receiver.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the Pro Bowler is going to be looking to find his inner excellence to help his team get one step closer to the big game. I think this is a closer game than people think. I'm going to go with the Rams. I mean, I'm not picking the Rams to win, but I'm going with the Rams to keep it tight. The spread, I think, is 6 points. I think it's going to be under that.
All right, and the other game coming up tonight on CBS, it'll be the Baltimore Ravens. They're a 1-point favorite in Buffalo against the Bills. Listen, I think the winner of this game will represent the AFC. I honestly think that. I think either of these teams can go to Kansas City and win. I think the Chiefs are vulnerable. We've been talking about Buffalo all year, but man, this Ravens team is coming on strong. Remember, they had the late bye. And I think that helped him down the stretch. This Baltimore team is playing Buffalo. It's a tough game. It's in Buffalo. I think weather's going to be a factor in this game, too. That's the other part of this that's going to affect this game. They're saying weather today is going to be a mess. Again, 1-point favorite for the Ravens. Yeah, I'll lay 1 point. I'll take Baltimore on the road.
Again, another game where I believe that the score is going to be closer than the last meeting. Baltimore routed Buffalo 35-10. Derrick Henry ran all over the Bills' defense. I don't think that's going to happen this time. I kind of expect a shootout between Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. Which offense has the ball the last time is, I believe, who's going to win the game and get back to the AFC title game. I mean, you talk about Buffalo, it's 3 straight losses in the divisional round. I don't know. I mean, I think they're kind of more motivated than Baltimore. Not to say that Baltimore isn't, but I think a field goal wins, and I think it's Buffalo who advances to the title game.
Yeah, we will see. It never stops. Fantasy Sultans are here for you, and we'll be here on Fox Sports New Jersey, Fox Sports Jersey Shore. Why they're letting us on, I'll never know.
A winning team you do want on your squad is the Fantasy Sultans, like I said, and Tripp said it too. We are here for you each and every week. We are the Fantasy Sultans.
And you are not.
Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans has been a presentation of Fox Sports Radio New Jersey and Fox Sports Radio Jersey Shore. Want even more fantasy?
His whole life is a fantasy game.
Follow the Fantasy Sultans on YouTube at Fantasy Sultans and tune in next week at this same time for more Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans.